Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio podcast. This week, we're looking at who are we trying to impress? You know, as I get ready for this big event I have this weekend, I'm speaking at a conference put on by Hay House, a big publishing company down in San Diego, and I'm honored to have been invited to this event to speak alongside some people that I really admire, like Wayne Dyer and Carolyn Mace and Dorian Virtue, Robert Holden, and a whole bunch of other people. And I've been really looking forward to this event. I'm excited, I'm honored, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I notice as the event gets closer, one of the things that I've been focused on, both consciously and somewhat unconsciously, is my desire to impress, you know, the people who come to the event, the 2,000 or 3,000 people that'll be there, the other speakers and authors and friends and colleagues of mine. The event takes place not that far from where I live, so there's going to be a lot of people there that I know. And, you know, some of the sort of powers that be, if you will, at Hay House, because, you know, I'm hoping to partner with them moving forward to publish books and work with them. And I've, you know, just been sort of wrestling with this idea, like, I really want it to go well, I really want to show up in this way, and I want to impress everybody. And the more I've been thinking about it or looking at it, I realize I don't think that's the energy that I want to be focused on. Now, this isn't new for me. All those years playing baseball and being, you know, scouted and evaluated and needing to perform when the pressure was on and people were there, and, you know, for the last 12 years as a speaker and standing up in front of, you know, sometimes small groups, sometimes really large groups of people. And, you know, at some level, of course, ego-wise, I want to impress everyone that's there. And, hey, that Mike Robbins guy, he's good. And I don't know that there's anything inherently wrong about that desire. But the more that I think about it for myself and the more that I really look at it in my own life, I don't really want my attention to be on impressing people. Because infused in impressing people is a desire to prove something, and ultimately a pretty deep fundamental insecurity that my value exists in the opinions of others. So as I've been looking at this more in my life related to this event coming up this weekend, I realize this is something that I have struggled with for many, many years in my life, and maybe you can relate to this. So ask yourself the question, who are you trying to impress? Who in your life, in your work life, your professional life, who in your personal life are you trying to impress, wanting other people to see you and perceive you in a certain way? And again, while there's nothing inherently wrong with wanting other people to have a positive opinion of us, or wanting to do a good job on a particular, you know, project we're working on, or wanting, you know, someone that we want to hire us to do a job to be impressed enough to say, yes, I would like her or him to do this job, or whatever the case may be, how much of your attention and energy in your life is focused on trying to impress the people around you? Trying to impress people on Facebook, trying to impress people at your high school reunion, trying to impress people at a family gathering with, look how successful I am, look at how my life, whatever the case may be. I remember a few years ago having this conversation with my wife, Michelle, and I said to her this sort of basic thing, but it kind of made me laugh and it was a little humbling. I said, hey babe, what if we stop trying to look like we're happy and successful and actually focus on being happy and successful? I bet we'd actually look like it at the same time. You know, and our culture really does focus a lot on image and a lot on perception and a lot on how are we seen in the eyes of other people. So it makes sense that many of us, myself included, get seduced by this notion of impressing others. But at the deepest level, it's really not that important. And we can't control it anyway. You know, there was a book that came out a number of years back that I didn't even read, but I love the title of it. It's called What You Think About Me Is None of My Business. And I think that we spend and waste a lot of time and energy in life trying to manage, control, and ultimately manipulate the perception that other people have of us, when in reality, we can't control it. The other piece for us to remember about this is that people aren't paying attention to us nearly in the way that we think that they are. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, you wouldn't worry so much about what other people think about you if you realize how little they actually did. Because who are most people focused on? themselves. And we spend and waste a lot of time and energy assuming that people are judging us, evaluating us, considering all these different things we're doing or not doing, and trying really hard to impress them, being worried that we didn't. And in a lot of cases, they're not even paying that much attention. So as you look at this phenomenon in your own life and ask yourself the question, who am I trying to impress? The deeper question for us to ask ourselves is, how do I want to show up? Not just for the people around me, but for myself. Because authenticity, at some level, is really about our ability, or at times noticing our inability, to show up and be ourselves, regardless of where we are, regardless of what's going on. And at the end of the day, if we really look at it and you think about your entire life, the common denominator in every experience that you have, of course, is you. And we've got to be able to live with ourselves. Because even the most important relationships in our lives, even our family relationships, our significant other relationships, our children, our parents, the closest friends we have in the world, at some level, and if we really take a look at it, although it's hard to sometimes confront, every relationship and every situation that we have is transient to some degree. It changes, it evolves, it moves, it flows. I mean, think about people that you've been in relationship with, you've been in love with, maybe even been married to, and then in some cases, those relationships come to an end and you separate and move apart. And as painful as that can be when something like that ends, or a good friend you had many years ago, or someone that you worked with, or whatever, we all know that life ebbs and it flows. And if we spend and waste a lot of time worrying about and focused on impressing people, we're missing the deeper lesson, or we're missing the real gift, that there's no one to impress. The only person for us to impress really is ourselves, and it's not even about impressing ourselves, it's about being true to ourselves, it's about valuing ourselves, and ultimately loving and appreciating ourselves, even and especially when we fail. So as you think about this in your own life, start to see if you can give yourself some permission. Notice when you're starting to or focused on impressing people, and with compassion, pull back from that. Maybe there's no one to impress. Maybe the most important person for you to quote-unquote impress is you. And if you're really true to yourself and honest with yourself, ask yourself the question, what do I really want in this situation? What feels true to me? How can I show up in the most authentic and real way possible? And if we stay true to ourselves in that way, if we trust ourselves and believe in ourselves ultimately, whoever it is we're interacting with, whatever the situation is, whatever it is we're wanting to have happen and quote-unquote have other people be impressed by, more than likely, us being true to ourselves and coming from that authentic place will lead to the result that we want. And even if it doesn't, we know we can live with ourselves because we've got that level of truth, that level of authenticity. Easier said than done, clearly. But something important for most of us, definitely for me as I go into this weekend and this big event, to focus on. As always, thanks for listening. You can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.